The Maggie Dawn Show, John and Gordy. And we hope you're having an entertaining 1 hour here, going over the Intel hearings that people's jaws drop just watching this show.
hearings?
This clown show.
It is. That's what it is.
Oh, and, my God.
In our next hour, we're going to talk to Jim Santel.
Yes.
And to get his take on things and talk about what else is going on.
Well, the House wants to get rid of,
District courts,
and
you know, they can do that. Apparently, they have the power to do that by taking away the money. But we'll talk to Jim Santel in our next hour. Civic Media's statewide Text to Win contest is happening. The Break into Spring contest. You have four chances to win every day throughout the network: 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 1 p.m., and 4 p.m. So. Tune in a little after 4 o'clock. Dom Salvia will have the next keyword, and you could win, perhaps a Chula Vista getaway or maybe Milwaukee Brewers Club-level tickets. Of course, today's opening day.
It is.
Baseball,
yes.
Or $100 cash. Every entry gets you into the grand prize drawing for a brand-new queen-size mattress from Verlo Mattress. So download the Civic Media app and be listening during those keyword hours, and the next one again at 4 o'clock with Dom Salvia.
I was gonna steal Todd Alba's shirt. You know, he had a great Brewer shirt.
It had euchre
on the back.
I know. It was a sharp looking
shirt.
That
was really cool looking.
Looked brand new.
No. Yeah.
Did
he got it last year, he said.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. It was in good shape.
Super dark blue. Well, probably never wore it,
right?
But now he is.
Yep.
Okay.
Opening day. Why not?
Always keep in mind that the philosophy of this administration is attack, attack, attack.
Right.
That's number one. Number two is don't admit anything.
Right. Deny.
Deny, deny, deny.
Yes.
And number three, declare victory no matter what.
Right.
Even if the attack was successful, ignore the fact that this chat went out to the public.
Right?
All right.
That's the philosophy.
Yeah.
If you'd like to give us a call, 855-752-4842. That's 855-75-CIVIC.
The public being Jeffrey Goldberg sitting in a Safeway parking lot.
That's it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, just happened to be there.
Atlantic journalist.
Luckily, he was looking at his phone. We all look at our phones now. You
sure.
Know, that's all we do. This is Senator Sheldon Whitehouse tearing into FBI Director Kash Patel. And I use that in quotes, you know, FBI director. Really? Really? Is he? Anyway, he reposted imagery let Senator Whitehouse explain this. Cut 263. Let's listen to this.
All right. Here we go.
Some clown posted a video of Kash Patel chainsawing the heads off people who were on his enemies list in his book. You can't really blame Patel for that. The world is full of creepy people who might do things like that.
Yeah.
Except for the fact that Kash Patel himself reposted that imagery to his Truth Social account. He now owns that. Setting aside how grotesque that is, the idea that a man with the kind of judgment that he thinks it's okay to repost imagery of himself chainsawing his political enemies, not appropriate for an FBI director.
You think?
Yeah.
They don't really do that. They don't have rules. No rules.
Well,
no rules.
Common sense. Yeah. I mean, come on.
Oh. And I have to admit, this is a story that I completely missed. I think it was a couple of weeks ago. And I thought this was really interesting. Cue up cut 260, and this is Katie Tour making this announcement. But it was a couple of weeks ago. I'm surprised I didn't hear about this, but maybe somebody out there did. And that is a mass resignation at Doge.
Mm.
Do you remember that at all?
I do recall that a bunch of them left. Yeah, this was real early on.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, it was all, I think a couple of weeks ago.
But right. A couple of weeks ago, but that news story came and went very quickly.
Yeah.
Something else pushed it out of the way, which happens so much now.
Yes.
The fire hose never shuts off.
Well, you're right. We were just talking off the air about the fact that, you know, Trump is going to have 25% tariffs on Canada and Europe.
Yeah, for
just to distract us away from what is happening here
on
at
automobiles.
The hearings.
So throw that out there.
Well, we'll get to that story maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, let's listen to this. This is Katie Tour.
Okay.
Core government systems jeopardize American sensitive data or dismantle critical public services. We will not lend our expertise to carry out or legitimize DOJ's actions. So what in the world is going on? And now to add to the confusion, there's a mass resignation, except this time it's DOJ staffers who are collectively calling it quits. 21 of them signing on to a letter that says DOJ is putting the country in danger, saying, quote, "We will not use our skills as technologists to compromise core government systems, jeopardize American sensitive data, or dismantle critical public services. We will not lend our expertise to carry out or legitimize DOJ's actions."
Yeah, and I can't believe I missed that story, the details of it. Mm-hmm. Plus, the employees also warned that many of those enlisted by Musk to help him slash the size of federal government under Trump were political ideologues who did not have the necessary skills or experience for the task ahead of them. So being a part of DOJ, this technology group, they didn't have any information, any knowledge of technology at all. They were just ideologues.
Well, and that story got buried right away.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the Trump administration doesn't want that getting out.
Fire hose.
People walked away.
Misinformation and lies.
Yep. And on it goes. Okay, coming up after the news, Jim Santel, attorney at law, will join us. It's all coming up on the Maggie Dawn Show with John Peterson, Gordy Young, here on the Civic Media Radio Network.